following segment is general in nature and should not be taken as personal professional advice. Listeners should seek their own independent assessment from a qualified advisor and not rely solely on the general nature of information in this program.
Well, good morning, Fenella Jane. It's good to see you. Good to be on this side of the desk. It's usually through the window there and the producer.
This is all new for me too, but it's kind of exciting, I have to say.
It is something different to talk to.
Absolutely.
It's very timely what we're going to be talking about today. It's getting a bit cooler. We've had our weather. We're getting some, the temperatures are dropping into the mid-teens, and I'm sure it's only going to get colder. And of course, cool weather means...
Yep. The flu and a cold and dry sore throats and coughs and runny noses. Absolutely. I thought if I talked about that now, as we are getting into the cooler season, just give the heads up for people out there realizing that there are things in their home that they can do that are quite often used as old-fashioned remedies, but actually hold merit. I thought, look, let's do something simple and easy today and have fun with it.
You mentioned everyday items in the house can help us with our immune system.
Yeah, so, like foods.
Food, okay.
Nice and simple. Foods that we generally have in our home, or we can go out and pluck off a tree, like lemons and oranges. Lemons are still one of my most favourite sort of citrus fruits for building our immune system, basically. Half a squeeze of lemon juice in the morning with a bit of honey, it stimulates our digestive system.
So how does the lemon help? What's in the lemon?
Basically, it's got to do with the vitamins and minerals within it, and it's also the fact that it's sour going in. It helps the body to kickstarts your liver. It promotes a lot more healthy white blood cells. It literally invigorates your body and gets you ready for the day. So if that's a great way to start the day. But for colds and flus, active ingredients within lemon actually soothe the throat. So if you also put that with honey, again, honey, as I've talked about before, is very soothing to the throat as well.
Yes.
And it contains antibacterial properties, and so does lemon. So very simple. Some other good ones that I really like are apple cider vinegar, pure apple cider vinegar that's either organic, still has the mother in other words, it looks cloudy. It contains a lot of potassium, a lot of minerals, vitamins, enzymes. They are also really good for promoting a healthy immune system, good for soothing a sore throat. Berries, all of our dried berries. I bought you a few in because I know you like to taste my little treats as I come in. I don't know if you want to taste those now, but... Honestly, you want to try some?
I'm eyeing them off now.
It's a mix of dried cranberries and dried blueberries, dried goji berries. It's my little, what I call my little five berry antioxidant mix.
Yeah, again.
10 grams is 10 the grams. Same as having a banana, a whole tree of broccoli, like in other words, a stalk.
The little tree, yeah.
Yeah. Some watermelon, a slice of watermelon, and a whole carrot. Oh. So if 10 grams, it's not much, but again, you're getting all your B vitamins, and B vitamins boost your immune system if you've got a cold or a flu.
Yep.
It doesn't take much to throw in your porridge.
Okay, then. We're looking at today's the way to get your immune system ready for winter. And we've already just started talking about the benefits of food and just food you can find in your cupboard or in the fridge.
Absolutely.
And brought me in some lovely berries. I've had a bit of luck sitting in the seat with people bringing me in food. It's a good place to be.
Yep. I literally throw them in my porridge. I snack on them during the day. They're really good for you. Cranberries are good for you too. Mm. What's the other thing? Well, ginger and garlic. We quite often have ginger and garlic in our homes.
Yep.
Again, garlic, wonderful for drying up a snotty nose. as you wipe yours. And also for chests. Yep. Good it's what we call an anti-mucilagent, so it actually stops your body from producing mucus. It's also really good for lots of things in your body, like lowering cholesterol, but that's beside the point this morning. Red and green capsicums are also very, very high in vitamin C. Vitamin C is your first port of call within the cell of your body. If you've got a virus or any kind of pathogen that's attacking your system, vitamin C is one of the first vitamins that's there for attack.
Yeah, I used to, I guess from my mother used to say, quickly, have an orange.
Yeah.
I'd be not feeling the best. Get the orange is in you. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and oranges are beautiful to eat, but lemons are actually richer in vitamin C, and berries are even richer again, and so are red and green capsicum. So munch on a red and green capsicum. The other thing too that we quite often have in our spice section is cayenne pepper. Now cayenne pepper is brilliant for warming up your body, a little bit like ginger. They promote more circulation, get more oxygen traveling around your body, fantastic antioxidants, which means that they actually help with our immune system to kill off bacteria and viruses. So you know, again, very easy to sort of have within your diet. You can actually mix at home squeeze of lemon, quarter of a teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and some honey together three times a day if you do feel a cold or a flu coming on. And believe it or not, it can really help with the symptoms. So again, with the either a dry throat or a very moist runny nose, you know, you notice a difference within about 20 minutes.
So what was that mixture we just had there?
So we're going to do half a lemon, a squeeze of lemon.
Half lemon.
A large teaspoon of honey and about a quarter of a teaspoon of cayenne pepper.
And
great again for warming up the blood. So great for preventing chilblains and cold hands and feet.
Getting cool.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Right, so we've gone through lemons and like
berries.
Berries, apple cider vinegar, berries, ginger and garlic, red and green capsicum.
Yep, again, honey, manuka honey, normal honey, awesome. There's enough evidence out there at the moment to prove how wonderful that is. Our root vegetables. Of course, as we go into winter, we start to eat more foods that are warming. So again, one of our best root vegetables would be beetroot for boosting the immune system, and awesome for our liver, which is most important for keeping our entire blood clean. Sweet potatoes are better than our normal white potatoes. They're richer in vitamins and minerals, and they're also quite good for boosting your immune system. So yeah, munch on all your root vegetables and don't worry about overdoing it. It's very good for you. The other thing too that is also good would be taking things in supplement form, like cod liver oil. Rich, and one of the richest sources of vitamin D and vitamin A.
Now we're getting on to, you talk about supplements.
Supplements are great if you don't want to eat the ginger, or if you don't want to take the cayenne pepper, or, you know, there's certain things that just, if you don't like the taste of, you're not going to do. Supplementing gives you a stronger dose in a smaller, in a much smaller amount. So cod liver oil is amazing. Vitamin A is in cod liver oil, one of your richest sources of vitamin A. Again, very, very important for lung. So when your cold ends up on your lungs, it supports lung health. Very good for boosting our immune system again and in preventing colds and flus. This is really what we want to do, is prevention.
Yeah, because it's just getting it away from, and you're looking for not having more when you have a cold. You know, you're not feeling miserable. You just feel really bad.
Absolutely. It's yucky. No one likes to be sick. No. I certainly don't.
No, it's not fun at all.
I attack it with everything. Usually with me personally, if I do start to get a bit of a cold, I get into these things straight away, and within about 24 hours the cold or the flu's usually subsided for me. So these are things that I have done my whole life. I've grown up with my family using this, and I still do myself. The other thing is as I was mentioning with your supplement, you can get garlic in supplement form. So you don't actually have to eat garlic if you don't like the taste. The other thing is zinc. A beautiful mineral, zinc, is amazing for, again, as I said, vitamin C is the first port of call. Zinc is the mineral that's there for keeping everything going with when you've got a viral condition. Royal jelly and propolis. Now, royal jelly comes out of the beehive, and it is one of the richest sources of B vitamins and enzymes, and amazing for how the body has an immune response to getting rid of viruses. Can be taken in supplement form and can be taken all year round too. So great anti-aging, antioxidant properties. Beautiful, actually, absolutely beautiful for our body. Another thing that comes out of the beehive is propolis. Now,
propolis is
actually tree like saps or resins that bees collect, and then they literally line beehives as their line of defense, because it's actually a little bit like having an antibiotic in the beehive. So when we ingest that in our own body, it is literally similar to taking an antibiotic that you would get on prescription from your doctor. And it comes in spray form, which is fantastic for sore throats. Because if you've got your sore throats happening, literally that's because your immune system's, you know, you get bacteria that sit in within around your throat. And those glands that are there swell up, and they hurt and they throb. Propolis soothes that down. It's an anti-inflammatory and it actually fights that bacteria. So wonderful, wonderful solution to some of those issues that cause us discomfort.
Any other supplements we've got there?
Yeah, look, our beautiful herbs. Olive leaf extract is one of the main things in my own home. Yeah. I love it. I love it more than echinacea. Echinacea has been around a long time and still is wonderful, but olive leaf is, in my opinion, stronger. And I use that for just about everything that, has happened to myself or my kids. It's the first thing. It's literally like, oh, go to the cupboard, get your olive leaf extract. And again, nothing lasts more than sort of 12 to 24 hours in my own system. So it really stops. It stops the runny nose. It stops that aching head if it's a head cold. It can stop things from going from your head down to your chest. So great for preventing sort of bronchial spasms or then turning into sort of bronchitis or an asthma. Unfortunately, that can happen if you've got a cold. Yeah, golden seal is another beautiful herb that's available in supplement form. It's a lovely herb, been around a long time. And some of the
golden seal,
it's a gorgeous herb. It's an ancient herb. I think it's derived from Europe, but I could be wrong about that. I should have looked that up. Sorry. The other thing that's amazing is what we could actually have growing in our backyard.
Yes, what is
thyme? Now, a lot of us have thyme just literally out there in our backyard that we go and we grab and we throw into our stews. Nice with lamb. Thyme is what we call an anti-mucilagin and an anti, it's an antispasmodic. So if you've got a lot of coughs, either dry or moist coughs, drinking thyme tea actually stops and prevents the coughing attacks. We've got actually a local doctor, a local GP here in Tamworth that quite often puts people on thyme and plantain tea, which is awesome for me being in the natural health world, because it's like, it's nice to have a GP that supports natural health.
I was going to ask you there about the tea, because you know, when you're not feeling 100%, you're always just having a nice warm drink. And you might reach for a cup of coffee, having a cup of tea, a nice cup of herbal tea.
Absolutely, which is actually better for you, because herbal teas, again, have different active constituents that normal black tea doesn't necessarily have. They both equally have great properties. But if you've got a cold or a flu, especially if you've got a cold, you don't want to be actually, with normal black tea, it contains caffeine, which is then going to be stimulating your adrenal glands. It will pump you up for about half an hour, but then you'll dump back down again very quickly. So you're better off having a herbal tea that actually has those active ingredients in it that will boost your immune system and actually enhance the way that your body's healing. So yeah, go off your black tea for a couple of days if you've got a cold or a flu, and drink some beautiful. The other thing that we grow in our backyards or out in the wild, you see marshmallow, the herb marshmallow.
Marshmallow, just pick marshmallows.
It's a little, well, not the lollies. It's a little bit, it looks a little bit like a geranium leaf.
Okay.
The marshmallow, and it's also great for chest. It's very supportive to the mucous membranes within our chest. So again, some herbs that we commonly have in our garden. Parsley's rich in vitamin C. You could be drinking parsley tea.
You can make it at home.
You can make it at home. It doesn't have to be dry. You just go out and grab a handful of parsley or a handful of thyme, pop it in your teapot, let it steep, boil your water, let it steep for 5 or 10 minutes. Cool it a fraction, add a bit of honey and just sit there and drink it. Now, if you were to drink that 3 or 4 times a day whilst you've got a cold coming on, you'll notice the difference, in the symptomatic relief. So yeah, common beautiful things that can be in our home that actually do work. We just forget to do that these days because we tend to go straight to the cupboard to look for the supplements.
What's your favourite herbal tea?
Oh, I've got many, I have to say. I do.
List them off.
I do. I like lemon myrtle. Lemon myrtle's a beautiful flavour. I like that mixed with nettle tea. Again, nettle tea also boosts our immune system. Peppermint tea is very cooling and beautiful. So I've got a few. I drink different herbs for different reasons and different seasons. I mix my herbs up and I never have just one. I tend to throw a few in all at once.
Moderation. Some of these more herbal teas. I'm more of a coffee man, so
yeah, and that's okay too. It is okay in moderation.
Yeah,
you probably just haven't tasted some that you like. Maybe that's what it is. I should have bought in a herbal tea.
Well, I did give up coffee for Lent once, and I started drinking tea. And what it got me back to drinking the art of making a cup of tea, because you forced yourself to actually stop.
Yes.
Make a cup of tea.
Yep.
Go through the whole process of making the tea, and actually just stop. So for about 5 minutes. even more, so you just stop and savour the tea. So it was actually actually quite beneficial.
I think that's the psychological effect of actually drinking a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. It's the fact that you're stopping and you're sitting down and you're enjoying it.
Particularly the nice cup of tea, you really have the leaves. You have to go and really stop. So
you do, absolutely.
So some wonderful advice there, or thoughts to actually build up your immune system from some nice foods, some supplements, and
I actually have one other thing that I forgot to mention is miso soup.
Miso soup.
You could be drinking miso soup at the moment in autumn. It is one of the richest sources of B12 and all your B vitamins, which are great for your immune system, and makes a great broth, or tastes a little bit like Vegemite, but it's actually a fantastic kind of a solution to, you know, keeping your immune system boosted.
Well, Fenella Jane, thank you very, very much for
pleasure.
Your time this morning.
Anytime.
We look forward to seeing you next time you pop on in and have a chat to us about all things health.
Well done.
Thank you very
See
much.
You later.
Thank you very much. That's Fenella Jane there.